The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast by the Business Times.
Welcome to Money Hacks, a podcast series by the Business Times, where we explore useful financial tips. I'm correspondent Howie Lim. And today we're deep diving into the state of retirement in Singapore and asking if it's ever too late to start planning for retirement. The recent survey by Great Eastern revealed that if you hadn't planned for retirement when you do retire, you're at a greater risk of financial exhaustion, which might just be a fancy way of saying you'll be broke. The stats are staggering. If you hadn't planned and are just relying on, say, CPF payouts, allowances from family, and it manages to come up to about $1,200 a month, you may only have a measly $30 extra a month. What about unforeseen emergencies which may come up? And have you taken into account inflation? That's not a really stress-free retirement, is it? So let's get some help spelling out how it's never too late to start planning for and doing something about being able to retire comfortably. Because it seems the survey also found some concerning misconceptions people have about retirement planning and that women face some unique hurdles when it comes to financial planning as well. Our guest today is Jay Pua, Financial Services Director at Great Eastern. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Thank you very much, Howie, for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So, Jay, I think misconceptions are a good place to start. I have one with regard to retirement planning. I have enough CPF, which I admit I've believed, especially even after I bought my own home. So let's start with that one, and then you can spell out some of the other misconceptions as well.
Truly, this is one of the very big misconceptions. People always feel that CPF is sufficient. I really think this is something that we need to understand. First of all, CPF, there's a cap of your contribution on a monthly basis. On the other hand, we also have situation whereby most of the people are using their CPF to purchase for their house. And hence, by the time they reach a certain age, like 55, 60 years old, suddenly they realize that their CPF account is significantly reduced and depleted. Hence, usually CPF alone really cannot take care of your retirement for your own financial planning purpose. But however, CPF is still one of the most important element to your retirement planning. What I think is very important is besides CPF, we must also look at other aspects of resources that we can tap on to continue to build up your passive income. Now, the other misconception is some people may think that we are too young to start. I think this is also something that we need to address. In fact, if you understand, time is always a very important asset. If you have a longer time to plan for retirement, likelihood that you will become financially more successful. But if a person wants to save $10,000 in a year, he has to cover $10,000. But if this same $10,000, I have 10 years to plan for it, meaning that I just need to take out 1,000 every year. And hence, to achieve this is a lot easier and it becomes less stressful. And the other misconception that usually that a lot of people have is I can depend on family allowances, as you mentioned earlier on, that one day when the children has grown up, the children were able to contribute to their money allowance. As far as financial planning is concerned, I always encourage our customer to plan for themselves, meaning that we have to actually be ready ourselves without having to depend on other source of income. Now, having learned from the recent pandemic, things can happen. A lot of people have lost their income. People may have a pay cut or even they have faced some challenges. So if our children are going through the same thing and hopefully that when you need their money every month to sustain your lifestyle, then we are actually transferring the risk to the children and it becomes very, very stressful. So in a nutshell, I think financial planning, we should start as early as possible. And hence, CPF alone, really not enough. in my opinion.
So safe to say, there is a time when it might be too late though, right, to start planning. Give us the bullet. What if you're 60, you're about to retire, you've not done anything for your future self, you always thought CPF was enough. What's the concrete plan then? Because the more time you have, obviously the better, like you say, you benefit from compounding effects of investing, for example, and all that.
It's never too late to plan. The reason is Singaporeans, they actually live a bit longer thanks to the medical science that we have today. Even you are at the age of 60, you may think it's too late. However, I always believe it's one thing, it's always better than late than never. Number one, get a financial planner to help you, because the good thing about financial planner, they are able to find the blind spot that you probably things that you don't see. Secondly, make a decision. That means knowing where you want to go, set a goal, get a planner and look at your current resources. What are the resources available to you? And from there, execute a plan. It still can be done. Yes. In our organization, there's a lot of clients, even at the age of 60s, we went through some form of planning with them and you realize that they do have some money. What we actually do is to go through some program whereby they are able to receive a money income for the rest of their life. So there is still room for things that can be done, even you are at the age of 60.
So it's not that the only recourse is cannot retire, get a side hustle, slash the budget, sell your house and all that.
No, every time when I see a customer or someone new or old, I always ask these questions. If you have an income without working one day, would you like that to happen? And without fear, all the answer come back is yes, of course. So we can see that most people have a desire to have a pretty good retirement. Therefore, I think we need to plan it very, very early. If we plan it early, you give yourself a far better chance to achieve whatever you want to achieve. Now, secondly, when you say that by the time I still can continue to work, maybe I need to have a side income and so forth. I think a good planning is this. If I work because I have to, then I think it's a problem. I'd rather you start working towards, if I have a way to work because I love to, not because I have to. So the only way to create that kind of option is to plan early to make sure that you are able to get what you want to achieve. And when you do that, then you're able to enjoy retirement and you can continue to work as long as you want if you desire. Because sometimes I want to work, but my health may not allow. Maybe the opportunity is not there anymore. So therefore, in order for us to prevent ourselves to get to the situation of such, plan early.
We're learning about the state of retirement in Singapore from Jay Pua, Financial Services Director at Great Eastern. Their recent survey found that if you don't plan for retirement, you're at greater risk of financial exhaustion. If you like Money Hacks so far, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts and like us and give us a rating. Let's talk about investing then, Jay. Many seem to reduce the equity exposure in their investment portfolio when they get close to retirement because they want sufficiency and reliability of returns to serve life goals, not maximization of investment returns. That's a mistake, you think? I mean, there's inflation to think about. You want your money to grow as well, right?
That's true. You see, we always want our money to work harder than what is living in the bank currently. The bank interest environment is so poor. However, I do agree to some extent that when my client reaches a certain age, let's say 60, 70, we should lower our exposure of equities or even stocks. The reason is we can't afford to get it wrong because investment is exciting. Why is it exciting? Because we don't know where we end up. We can make a lot of money out of it. We also can lose a lot of money out of it. But when we are at a certain age of our life, losing money is not a good option because you cannot turn the clock back and say, let's start it over. So I think one of the most important thing when you are coming to a certain age is, are you able to protect your income? You're able to protect your assets and how using the assets to grow your money. But if you do not have a proper planning, and you have no choice, you only have a very small amount of money, and you need this money to work harder for you. Therefore, you end up, you have to take risks. And hence, to a certain extent, if it works for you, fine. But sometimes if it doesn't, it becomes a double whammy. You put yourself in a worse situation than before. Look at that portfolio, knowing that portfolio and see how your portfolio can work for you But definitely, if you plan early and you have built a different kind of assets, you have built enough money for yourself, you should consider lower down your exposure of risk.
Earlier, Jay, we talked about the retirement plan for the 60-year-old who never had one, and it's never too late to start. What about women, though? Your survey also found some concerning findings, right? This just reiterates that there's no one-size-fits-all plan. So what are some of the unique hurdles to financial planning women face?
Yes, there is a lot of challenges the ladies are facing. So I think even though you may be a homemaker, I think it's still important for you to plan about your own retirement. Most of the people who have no income because they become a homemaker, one of the things they would face is they are depending on very much on the spouse allowances every month and even hopefully eventually the children. So what we always encourage most of the people is even to your housewife, I think we need to plan about your own retirement, because the moment you start to depend on somebody else's allowances, you become very vulnerable. So the biggest hurdle most of the time is they need someone to help them. One of the advantages when you go through a financial advisor is they are able to help you to realize a few things in terms of your blind spots, things that you don't think about it very carefully, and how these things is important, especially when you come to design your own retirement funding. So really, I believe one of the things we really need to do is to start talking to people, the professional in particular, so that they can give you some great advice for you to actually start planning for yourself.
Jay, let's talk about how your survey also found that some of the biggest regrets were not planning early and not getting professional advice. I have to be honest, though, I'm not too convinced that it's never too late to start, because I think it's never too late to start saving, but it may be too late to start planning for retirement, because a comfortable retirement, that takes time. When you start too late, it's just maybe not possible. And also people are skeptical when it comes to financial advisors. Anecdotally out there, when I speak to people, they often say, you know what, the financial advisor's goals are not aligned with mine. What do we do?
Okay, actually, I can totally understand some of them, why they feel this way. One of the major reasons is because in the past, they may have some bad experiences with planners, and therefore they feel that I rather do it my own rather than get professional help. Nevertheless, I would like to encourage this group of people is, even though you may have experienced some bad experience with somebody else, there's always someone better and good one around. The main thing about retirement planning, you need to have time to build your retirement. It's not an overnight thing, it can be achieved. It's over a period of time that we can achieve. So planning is always very critical. You need a few pointers. Number one is you need to find someone you know, you like, you trust. But at the same time, in today's complexity of investment and portfolio management, it will be good that if you can find someone on top of all the three. It's good to have someone who are competent, meaning their knowledge and their skill set is able to help you to construct a very solid retirement program and how, and therefore you are able to progress over a period of time. So in our organization, we do have a lot of planners who are highly qualified. We always put our customer first, thinking of their interest first, their benefit first. Everything is about them. Then I think we have a long-lasting relationship with a client as early as you can. The longer you give yourself, the more successful you are likely to achieve.
Jay, thanks for spending your time with us today and for your insights.
It's a privilege and I'm really happy to be here today. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Jay Pua, Financial Services Director of Great Eastern. And that's a wrap for this episode of Money Hacks, a podcast series by the Business Times. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Google Podcasts, and like us and give us a rating.
That was an SBH podcast by the Business Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sbh.com.sg.
You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times, The Business Times and Money FM 89.3.
Any financial or investment information in this podcast is for use in Singapore only and is intended to be for your general information. Any particular investment or decision should only be made after consulting with a fully qualified financial advisor.